M&M Live Radio is a copyrighted M&M Enterprise production and is not to be duplicated or broadcasted without the express permission of M&M Enterprise Productions.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah. Yo, you are now tuned in to the liveest show in the world.
What's going on, everybody? My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia.
Also known as M&M, and you are listening to your number one source of inspiration for this generation. You already know it's M&M Live Radio. What's going on, y'all? We appreciate the love and support. Whatever is going on in your life, listen, we want to talk about it. Whatever is going on in our lives, we're going to have a conversation about it. We've got a lot of ground to cover this show. But of course, I cannot do the show alone. I need my sister. What's going on, Mia?
What's going on, Misa? What's good, everybody? Listen, thank you so much for tuning in once again to your girls right here on, you already know, it's M&M Live Radio. Now, let's go ahead and get this thing started. Now, of course, you guys already know your girls love us some Fridays. Man, now, not just because it's close to the weekend, but because we get the opportunity to shout out one of our followers who just decided to go and blow up our notifications on Instagram by liking our pics. So with all that being said and done, here's a huge shout out to one of our newest followers at hey.shayjohn on Instagram. Now listen, be the first person to shout us out or blow up our notifications, and you, my friend, could be next week's follower Friday.
You know how we do this. Hashtag too many hashtags coming around the corner, where we give you guys all things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags. Y'all get into this, okay? So North Carolina is considering banning participation trophies when it comes to sports. We gotta dig deeper into it because I had a whole bunch of them growing up in elementary school, okay? Stay tuned because we're talking about it during hashtag too many hashtags.
And listen, guys, you already know we're so big on inspiration and positivity here on M&M Live Radio. Now, you already know we can give it to you in 60 minutes, no problem, but even if you can only spare us 60 seconds, we got you with our 1 minute inspiration, and Misa's got your 1 minute inspiration for you this week.
Hot like bacon grease. We've got hot tracks off the rack where we are playing nothing but new music from John Keith, Linga the Boss, and so much more. Y'all don't go anywhere.
And listen, man, tap in. This week's conversation, man, is all centered around this question right here. It's time to spring clean. What are some things you need to clean your mind of? Listen, let us know on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio. At us in a tweet or comment so we can see you. But Misa, we gotta do a replay of last week because we played this one song, man. I've been thinking about it ever since. Here's Katoma by I'm Rescued. Then we got Tomorrow Will Come After That. Then hashtag too many hashtags will come right after that on You Already Know.
Surround yourself in marvelous light. It's the kind of power that nobody could describe. When you come down like lightning, all my enemies so frightened. When I pay protection, they flee in several directions. Thunder and lightning, you come down, and all my enemies, you bend their knees. You can't stand the slightest fright. You're the one not delighting. When I pay protection, they flee several directions. It's a vibe, it's a vibe, it's a vibe. He's alive, he's alive, he's alive. It's a piece of pie, piece of pie, piece of pie. When I pay protection, they flee several directions. Thunder and lightning, you come down. You know what enemies you thunder and lightning, you come down. No more enemies, you bend their knees, you can't stand the sight. It's right, you don't wanna delight. When I pay protection, they flee several directions.
You're listening to Eminem Live Radio.
Social media, when we make a post or status, we tend to go in.
Go in.
On the hashtags. Well, this segment right here is called Hashtag Too Many Hashtags, where we give you guys all things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags. Hashtag North Khaki Lackey. Listen to this, y'all. So North Carolina state senators, they're deciding to look into banning participation trophies in youth sports. Now, y'all, this is the interesting thing, okay? So the senators have come together in the efforts of trying to create a bill that would bar local government-operated youth groups or recreation groups from giving awards for participation based solely on their participation and restricting awards to those based on identified performance achievements. Now, the reason why they're doing this is because they said that what we're not teaching our children is to be prepared for life. Be prepared for failure. That's what one of the senators said that's sponsoring the bill. He says, when kids are growing up, they're being taught it's okay just to be okay. You don't have to be the best. Very, very interesting. And it kind of caught my eye because, like I said, there's been moments where growing up, I've been a part of, either sports banquets or some type of sports activity myself. And I have been given a trophy just for being there, just for wearing the jersey, just for riding the bench, you know what I'm saying? Even though my team did not perform well, and I kind of felt like that was cheating the first place people, the second place people, and I felt like it was a little out of place. So honestly, I'm kind of for this whole bill.
I just feel as if the world is changing in a direction.
Yeah.
That makes me upset.
Really?
Yes. Only because one thing that's been on my mind a lot this week is the fact that people can just buy blue checks on Instagram. You know, that's been kind of frustrating me with one thing.
Yeah.
So here it is now. That's one thing. We're giving people can buy their, not their clout, but buy their verification. But now, even though you was on the team and you showed up to practice, you got the jersey, you traveled with the team, you said the cheers on the sideline, but you don't get a trophy for participating and being a part of the team?
Yeah, you know, this also kind of reminds me of the NCAA Women's Basketball Championship. I'm trying to think of who it was between, I think LSU and
Iowa.
Iowa. And you know how the winners usually get invited to the White House.
Yeah.
And Jill Biden, First Lady, invited not only for the winners, but also for the runner-up, first losers, to come to the White House. And people were so frustrated.
No.
Yes. That's equivalent to what we're talking about, which is the participation trophies that they give to youth. And I feel like we can't celebrate everybody. There's got to be a first place winner. And we've got to have a person in that first spot.
But they're kids, though. I feel like I understand the motive 100%.
Yeah.
I just feel as if for kids, we tell them things like, oh, it's just a game. Or like we want for them to just go out there and have fun, develop skills, so on and so forth. If you want to build that sense of, you know, competitiveness and hard work, you can do that on your own time. I feel like that's fine. But to just not give credit, because there are some kids who they don't let off the bench. And they're good, they're showing up, they're passionate. They might not be ready to go on the court, they may not be ready to go on the field, but they show up. You know what I'm saying? The heart is there and they participated. They still show up to the games, that even though they know they're not going to get played, they still show up to practice and they don't get anything. They're kids.
Mm.
Now, if we're talking high school and things like that, okay, I can understand that. Like, we got a certificate for anything, but what the MVP and the all-star player of the year, like, they got trophies, but everybody did it. I understand that, but let kids be kids.
Mm, interesting. I don't know, Mia. This might be something that we just disagree on. Hashtag North Carolina wants to ban these participation trophies.
Hashtag I wish all teams good luck.
Hashtag they said you not getting no trophy.
Hashtag if you suck.
Hashtag too many hashtags.
Listen to this one, guys. Hashtag an ode to our ogre. So headlines have been made regarding our favorite childhood ogre. That's right, y'all. Shrek 5 is in the works. And get this, with the original voices of the cast, Mike Myers as Shrek, Cameron Diaz as Fiona, and you guessed it, Eddie Murphy as Donkey. Listen, the reps from the movie have said, we anticipate the cast coming back. Talks are starting now, and every indication that we've gotten is there's tremendous enthusiasm on behalf of the actor's return. Even though it's years later, I'm still very excited about this. I don't want to say that it couldn't be just as impactful, because I don't know if you've seen Incredibles 2, but Incredibles 2 has the same voices from the first Incredibles, and to me, it's like one of the best new age Pixar movies ever.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? So it has the potential of being something great. I think the only thing I'm very, very excited about is to hear Eddie Murphy as Donkey.
I agree. However, have we been sequeled out?
Okay, but listen, it's Shrek. It's Shrek though, bro. If it was like, what? I saw this movie came back on Netflix. Remember Over the Hedge? Neither do I. That's my point exactly. It's a movie that was a classic.
It was a classic.
It was such a staple.
It was a staple. However, comma, Mia, I gotta ask you this. Do you feel like Shrek 2, the third Shrek,
Shrek After Hours.
You know, like, do we Do we feel like there's a need Shrek for after another hours. Shrek?
Oh my gosh. Oh, it's so funny.
Do we feel like there's another Shrek that we could do? Like, do we have any more Shrek left in us?
I personally do. I would hope that maybe they even show up, maybe Shrek being a little bit older, maybe his kids being older,
okay.
Seeing it from that standpoint. But if they play their cards right, this could potentially be a very well thought out movie.
Interesting. I'm open-minded.
I think it could be something great. I don't know. I'm excited to see it. Hashtag a childhood classic returns.
Hashtag yes, I'm excited. Don't taunt me.
Hashtag bring on Shrek, Fiona Ann.
Hashtag and donkey.
Hashtag too many hashtags. Listen, guys, we're giving you hashtag too many hashtags. That's right, all things current, as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags.
Hashtag checkmate. So Mia had just alluded to this hashtag in my first hashtag. But it's been said that Twitter will phase out its old verification program starting in April. Yes, you heard me, this month. The company announced this just recently, and they said that followers used to get Twitter signature blue check marks if they met a certain criteria, like a certain amount of followers, clout, all that type of stuff. Now, they will have to pay at least $8 a month.
Oh, that's so annoying.
To keep that verified status. LeBron James tweeted and said, "Well, I guess my blue check will be gone soon because you know me, I ain't paying that." He's a billionaire.
Oh, so people who currently have
the check
still have to pay?
They still have to pay.
Oh,
according to this, yeah.
That's actually kind of crazy. Okay, personally to me, y'all listen to me, please. Hear my heart. I literally saw someone have a blue check, and they were a high school student who worked at T-Mobile.
How many followers they have?
They had 2,000 followers.
Okay.
Now, here's my thing. I have nothing against you being a high school student.
But working at T-Mobile.
There's nothing wrong with that. It's just that, to me, didn't the blue check mean something? Like, it was even, like, a big accomplishment when you got verified.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, it's like, we're taking that away. It's no longer, I hate to say it, special.
Here we go with the participation trophies.
No, but it for real, I personally feel as if people are doing it. Like, honestly, you can look at someone's account and know when somebody bought their blue check.
Yeah. Yeah.
So will Twitter no longer be verifying people themselves?
It doesn't seem like it, Mia. It doesn't seem like it.
I'm not for this.
Yeah.
I'm not at all.
Yeah. And everything's just so money-driven now.
Yeah.
You know what it's not even fun anymore.
What does it mean now for you to have a blue check? Oh, you bought it, so therefore there's nothing
special.
There's nothing special about it to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I agree. Hashtag LeBron is a true celebrity.
Hashtag instead, what the heck?
Hashtag he ain't trying to pay nobody.
Hashtag to keep no verified blue check.
Hashtag too many hashtags.
Here's the last one for you guys. Hashtag the condiment debate. So a Reddit post went viral this week for the following story. So a woman was on her third date at a Hungarian restaurant. So this woman asked for ranch with her food because the woman asked for ranch with her food, but the restaurant had none. Now this woman has never had a meal without ranch and desperately needed it for her meal. So she left the restaurant from her date, bought some ranch, and came back to have it for her meal. Now as they were leaving the restaurant, her date tells her that it was off-putting for her to leave the restaurant by ranch and that she couldn't go one meal without it. So the post went viral because the debate was asking, was she wrong for leaving to get ranch for her food?
Nah, I mean, it's a bit of a reach, but
see, I'm not gonna lie. At first, I thought they were just saying, like, in general, she was with some friends, so she left to go get ranch, and people were saying, oh, that's very, like, you have bad table manners and all that. I was gonna be like, I mean, it's just ranch. Like, she with her friends, but third date.
Yeah, it's a date. I feel like you could have been okay without it for this one date.
For this one. If not, you could have took it home and then put ranch on it when you got home.
I agree.
What I'm saying? So it's for me, it just wasn't. I couldn't do it. Hashtag, let me tell you something.
Hashtag, and this is a fact.
Hashtag, if your restaurant don't have ranch.
Hashtag, I'll be right back.
Hashtag, too many hashtags. There you go, guys. That was hashtag, too many hashtags. Tune in next week as we give you guys more current topics, more things that are going on in today's world.
We've got hot track off the rack number one, man. Straight sizzling. Here is whole
hot track number
with
one.
So keep it locked right here. Don't go anywhere. You listen to
it. Oh, here it goes.
Show.
say it's holy. Can't get this off my lips. You love me with devotion. You don't kick me when I trip. Yeah, I need a sip from the river. Just wanna get what you giving. Give me unlimited vision and see through the counterfeit. I want the realest. Where he come from, you can't get that with a PJ. It's so full inside this house, I feel like DJ. I can't fight it, let your light come shine on me. Yeah, ain't no hiding, I'm confiding in your peace. Carrying buckets of shame. Father, I'm saying your name, but so far from it. Come see the blood in my veins. For me, he bleeding the same. Take this covenant, this is the greatest exchange. At his altar, there's a flame that burns your rubbish. Gave me a cup full of rain. He poured it over every stain until he coming.
Glory to the Father. You deserve the praise. Lead me to
your altar.
Wash away my
get the one. This is life or death. I ain't making music just for fun. Glory to your name, Father. I pray that your kingdom come. And when Satan's on my heels, I pray it's Nike with the run. Make my heart beat more like Hezekiah. Say it and it's done. Breakthrough. Lord Jesus, I need breakthrough. I've been doing things that made the Father have to break you. Living in my shame like the potter didn't shape you. But I know even in the storm, the water didn't wake. The water didn't wake you, and that cross couldn't break you. Yeah, the darkness couldn't take you. Oh yeah.
Glory to the Father. You deserve the praise. Lead me to your altar. Wash away my Father, you deserve the praise. Lead me to your altar. Wash away my shame. Glory to the Father, you deserve the praise. Lead me to your altar. Wash away my shame.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait, go back. There it is. Yeah. Woo! Yo, you are now tuned in to the livest show in the world. Yeah, turn up your radio. It's about to go down. Eminem got the hottest show around. So turn it up. Bump the speakers loud.
Welcome back to your number one source of inspiration for this generation. You already know it is Eminem Live Radio. That was Hovi and Forrest Frank with Alter.
Listen, man, that song, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, is like number one in
it's
Christian
gotta
radio
be.
Right now.
It's gotta be.
And the crazy thing is that it only came out, what, like a week ago or something like that? That's an amazing song.
Beautifully crafted song. But honestly, Hovi is quickly becoming one of my fave reach artists.
Yeah, yo.
Like, he's climbing. And I feel like his sound has evolved.
It has.
Since
it really
first
has.
Started or first got signed to the record label. I feel like he was kind of more on a, like, a alternative music, rock. I mean, he still was hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But it was kind of like a different kind of hip-hop. But this
This is different. It feels like a new era of Hovi.
I feel as if Hovi is already made. When Hovi kind of stepped into the scene and joined the Reach roster, I already felt a shift kind of happening. I think we kind of talked about this even when Emmanuel came on the show.
Yeah.
Just talking about how, like, you know, he's Hovi just has it's such a breath of fresh air, and it is so pure in every fashion of his writing and even his delivery, and truly has a heart for God, and you hear it in his music, and he has grown tremendously. I'm trying to think of how long he's been signed to the Reach roster. I want to say maybe he's been two?
I was thinking two or three.
Two or three years. Yeah. And he, from his first EP he released to now, it's like two totally different people.
But one thing I can say about Hovi that has never changed is his heart for God.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when, right before Hovi got signed, after an event, we all went to Waffle House, and he's a humble guy.
Yeah, very.
And he always
very
talked
down
about
to earth,
yes.
And grounded.
He always talked about his gratitude, and I feel like that's what it also is. He has such a deep sense of gratitude for God, for his gift. He even taught me a lot of different things, saying, you know, not, like little nuggets, like if I never get signed. And I never, and in my whole life, I'm scrubbing toilets at Publix, which was kind of like his life at one point. And that's what God had for me. I would be content.
Yeah.
Like little things. And he's young.
He's young.
He's younger than me.
Younger than me.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it's like now Hovi is in a different stage in his life. He's married.
Mm-hmm.
He has been in the game for a little bit.
He has
a
son.
He is a father. He just he engulfs himself in his life experiences, and his sound proves that he has improved and developed and grown so much more in his craft.
Yeah, listen, man.
So proud
of
Hovi.
Shout out to Hovi, man. Again, guys, that was Altered by Hovi and Forrest Frank. You're back with your girls, Misa and Mia. From you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio. Listen, shout out to everyone that's tuned into your girls right here, right now, whether you're tuned in on any of the podcasting platforms we're featured on. That's iTunes, Google Play Music, iHeartRadio, Spotify, trackstars.com via their website or their app, or all the way up in Chicago on artsoulradio.com. We appreciate every single listener, every single ear tuned into Eminem Live Radio right now. Speaking of artists, really quick, is there any other artist that you feel like has grown tremendously?
Ooh. Any other artist I feel like has grown tremendously?
Like when they started off, they were already good, but like now they're like, whoa.
I think everybody is definitely growing. But there's just some people that I just know for a fact, Mia, that every single time they put something out, I get excited.
Yeah.
You know, because, I mean, I feel like Portia's grown, Wande's grown.
Listen, tell y'all something. I'm not going to say much. But y'all, Portia got some stuff on the way, man. Hits! That's all I'm going to say.
Because we got a lot of new people coming
and
up.
And soon, yes.
And I feel like for them to be new to the industry and for them to pop off the way that they're going.
Yeah, like, okay, I got a couple people. Like, I think his name is Alex Jean. Oh, he is so fire to me. He sound like Pop Smoke, kinda. It's like, his voice is really, really deep. We played his music here on Eminem Live Radio. He's fire. Who else? Also, women are killing. Ooh, listen to me, y'all. I'm trying not to get so excited. Y'all, women in CHH,
they're coming out the woodwork.
Shout out to Ling of the Boss. We're gonna play a song by her coming up. Y'all, she just dropped an EP called, I think it's called Few of Many, I believe. I'm trying to look it up to see if I'm saying it right. But y'all, she just dropped a new EP, y'all. Flames! Every song hits, and every feature is a woman.
Wow.
And yeah, One of Few, excuse me. One of Few by Ling of the Boss. Y'all gonna find out when I play this song here on Eminem Live Radio. Toya Love, TK Lee, Queen Lee, Kid Lee, all the Lees, Childlike CeCe. They are, y'all, I'm so excited for this era we're in of CHH right now. I feel like the era of the Holy Girl it's so refreshing.
It's
at its highest.
Yeah.
It's at its highest.
I agree.
And it's so exciting because everybody is killing.
Yeah.
Because at one point in time, the only people we could think of was Wande or AI the Anomaly. Or if we reach all the way back, He's Sun Lee.
Yeah.
I'm missing somebody.
Jackie Hill Perry. When
Jackie
she was
Hill Perry. Like, there was a lot of OGs. Mm-hmm. But a lot of the new ages, it was just Wande.
It was Wande was the one pushed out to the forefront because she was on Reach.
Yes.
But you had to find them.
Yeah.
Like, you really had to dig and find. And then now, shout out to Portia. Like, you know, like, Wande bringing up Portia. Like, you know, when it came to Don't Worry About It. And then Portia skyrocketing. And then Portia doing the same. It's such a healthy unity.
It is.
In CHH right now with women. And it's like we all know it. And the fact that we're all like, okay, we all have to kill it.
It's undeniable. Because the support is on a different level.
It
like
is,
from the guys, from the OGs, from the up and coming artists trying to help each other out just to kind of like make it. It's really amazing to see. And I'm so excited to see how the ladies just create more of a presence and encourage other young female MCs to come on out.
It's
awesome.
It's very exciting, man. But listen, man, we have a great conversation going up this week here on Eminem Live Radio. Stay tuned as we're going to tap more into that conversation. But listen, in the meantime, in between time, you already know we have to get the conversation, and not really the conversation, but the motivation going, the inspiration, the positivity going here on Eminem Live Radio. Now, y'all already know we can give it to you in 60 minutes. That is no problem. But you already know we can give it to you in 60 seconds easily with our 1 minute inspiration. And listen, Misa's got your 1 minute inspiration for you this week.
Yo mama, yo daddy, yo grandmammy. Now, where I'm from, we usually say insults about these people following listing these names, but I want to change the narrative to affirm these people in your family. So here we go. Yo mama is a person that forgives and listens. Yo daddy is a man of integrity and stands up for what's right. And yo greasy grandmammy is a woman that loves deeply and creates a legacy of faith within her family. Why am I doing this? It's because I heard that if you speak positive words to a plant, scientifically, it has shown positive results in its growth. So right now, I am speaking and using that same concept to speak to your family tree to encourage improvement. Yes, nobody can get on your nerves like your family, but instead of complaining about them, use your words and speak life by complimenting them on the type of person you want to see them become. It works. If you don't believe me, just try it. I've experienced it and I've seen the results myself. Words are so powerful, and if you can speak words, then you, my friend, have power. Plant seeds of love, speak life, and watch your family grow.
Boom, that's your 1 minute inspiration brought to you by my girl, Misa. Listen, it's so crazy that you even bring that up, Misa, because I saw something on Instagram that I thought was so powerful, and I'm trying to summarize. It was saying how rain, water helps flowers grow, not thunder. So being cautious of how you say things, not just what you say. Listen, we have more great music right here on Eminem Live Radio. Here is hot track number 2, Gone with the Wind by Not Clyde on You Already Know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
This 1 minute inspiration is brought to you by Woodson Coaching. Listen, if you have been seeking for solutions on how to be elevated in your career, within your team, your ministry, relationships, or even in your personal development, listen, you need to hit up Woodson Coaching. Get a free consultation right now by emailing woodsoncoaching@gmail.com and become a client today to get 25% off your first month just for being an Eminem Live Radio listener. Listen, it does not get any better than that. Woodson Coaching, let's go to the next level. Stay tuned for more music right here on You Already Know. It's Eminem Live Radio.
Let's do it again. Hot
track number 2. Eli, that thing.
Baby, I'm going with the wind. Yeah. You hear that? Baby, I'm going with the wind. Yeah. You feel that? Baby, I'm going with the wind. Soaring over Ness Hudges, still winning out BC. Don't CC me, let you CC like John and Dill. See me whipping his dick like skr skr. I cannot ball, but how do they swish? Sunning them like OB, Kenobi, Kobe, I'm balling, I play with Dill. Sign on my my father, shunned by the pacifist. Get somebody's pastor's fist. Live at an altar, folded by recklessness. Get reckless, listening to this. Is it reckless? Is it made up? Make your mind up. I'm just trying to live like Christ did. You in the pew, they tip you. I where the kids live. Baby, I'm up in the wind like. Get a little closer. Baby, I'm gone with the wind. Yeah, you hear that? Baby, I'm gone with the wind. Yeah, you feel that? Yeah, baby, you must have seen me out the picture. I'm gone with the wind. I run with a sticker. BVS, keep it. I got me the stretcher. My ESV, and I be staying the car, even leaving a stretcher. Gun sound. The word is my weapon, it happens to shoot. My Bible or rifle, they both sound the same. Every knee on the ground when you speak out his name. Like Jehovah
Jireh, my provider.
You better come quickly, Jehovah Jireh,
my provider. Jesus, come quickly.
Spirit in the wind. Get a little closer. Baby, I'm gone with the wind.
My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you are listening to your number one source of inspiration for this generation. And listen, we are going in.
Going.
As always here in the studio, thanks so much for tuning in, man. We've got Hot Tracks off the rack in full rotation. We're playing nothing but the latest and the hottest music released to the public by some of your favorite artists. But Mia, I gotta tell you what happened with me this week.
What happened, brother?
So you know, yeah, we're leading into, you know, spring, Easter season, all that great stuff. And at my church, shout out to Stockbridge Community Church, we do this thing called Serve Week, where we do good in the community together as a church. You know, and one thing that we were doing in the community was we call this Prayer on the Square. Mm-hmm. And in our like downtown city area of McDonough, Georgia. We call that the McDonough Square. Mm-hmm. And it has a lot of great booming restaurants around there, a lot of great businesses. And what we do is we all just kind of like break off into groups. We pray over the restaurants and the businesses. We put a little door hanger on. They're just letting their businesses know that our church came to pray for them. And we offer prayers just to people, mm-hmm. you know, like really cool stuff. Nothing real spooky, nothing super deep. Just, you know, like, hey, you know, do you need prayer for anything? We're with Stockbridge Community Church. We'd love to pray with you. Some people say yes. Some people say no. But I mean, that's just kind of more so how things go when you do prayer on the square. I've done it so many times. We do it on a monthly basis. It was great. And it was a beautiful day out. So we're just waiting for the rest of our team to show up. You would never guess who pulled up on us.
Who?
Heavy.
Who?
Shaquille O'Neal.
You are lying to
me. I'm not kidding.
Are you serious?
Yes, the Shaquille O'Neal. So get this, y'all. So Shaq, right? NBA star.
Shaq just be popping
Hall
up
of Famer.
Everywhere.
He really does. But get this. He lives in our city.
Yeah.
He lives in our city, and he moved there not too like long ago, maybe a little bit before the pandemic. And we're just, you know, we're just chilling, having a great time, waiting for our team. And this all blacked out, super shiny, chromed out Escalade. Like, the light turns green because you can tell that he was sitting at a light.
Yeah.
He starts to drive and he slows down.
Oh, Lord.
Lets the tinted windows down.
Shaq be wanting to be seen, bro.
He be wanting to be seen. It's crazy, right? Because this is the second time this has happened with me and Shaq.
Yeah.
So he lets the window down. He smiles at us. He throw up the peace sign. Starts waving at us. So, of course, I'm waving like, hey, how you doing? It wasn't until he pulled off. I was like, dang, y'all, that was Shaquille O'Neal. You know what I'm saying? But it was cool because he literally pulled up on us like he knew us.
Yeah.
Which was interesting. You know, it was super duper cool. Big old fangus. You know what I'm saying?
Fangus.
His peace sign was so big.
The size of rulers. Oh, my goodness.
But it was just so interesting because it was a beautiful day. It was a great opportunity for us to get into the community and, like, pray for people. But it's kind of like you never know who you're going to run into.
You never know. Sheesh, man. Shaquille O'Neal.
The Shaq.
Man, and this is, y'all, this is the second time Misa had a run-in with Shaq.
Yeah, I ran into him at Walgreens.
He wanted to be seen the first time, didn't he? How did you see him the first time?
So the first time, we went to Walgreens, you know, like a drugstore or whatever. And I'm not sure who all got Walgreens in their city. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But we were at Walgreens. My mom and I were there. And we were developing pictures or photos. Mm-hmm. And so we were already standing in the Walgreens. And across the street from Walgreens is a Waffle House. Now, Walgreens, I've never seen Walgreens parking lot packed to capacity.
Yeah.
Shaquille O'Neal is a type to stop traffic and want for people to see him.
Yeah.
But he's a gentle giant and he's willing to talk to you. That's one thing I can say with my interaction with him. So he parks his vehicle across the street at Waffle House.
I'm telling y'all.
Just across the street, and everyone's seeing and be like, oh snap, that's Shaq walking across the street to Walgreens. And you said that you were sitting in the car.
Oh yeah, so he came up to me. I'm the one who saw him first, y'all. So Misa and my mother went into Walgreens, and I'm sitting in the car, chilling on my phone or whatever. And I hear these teenagers like screaming. I thought they were just like, you know, being silly, being teenagers. And they were screaming. And so then I'm sitting in the car. I look over. Someone is walking up, like is looking into my car. It's Shaq. He's looking into my car as I'm on the phone. And I'm looking at him like, can I help you, sir? And he waved at me because he see my face because I'm startled. He waved, smiled, and waved, and he go inside Walgreens.
So then he walks into Walgreens, and we're like, we can see directly who he is. He walks in, and of course, this man is like over 7 foot.
Yeah.
He got a duck to get into the store. And then so we make eye contact. I said, hey, Mrs. Shaq, how you doing?
And one thing y'all need to know about Misa, she gonna speak. Misa don't care who you are. You can be the richest man in the world. One thing about Misa, she is going to speak to
you. I'm going to speak
to you. She wasn't even close to that man. She was down the aisle. And
like,
she made sure that she spoke to that man.
I said, I shouted from the back of the store because that's where I was and he was at the front of the store. But of course, you know, Walgreens don't tend to be real big. So I said, hey, Mr. Shaq, how you doing? And he smiled at me, put the same peace sign up.
Them same ruler fingers.
Them same big sausage fingers. And he gave me a smile, waved at me, and he kept walking, and he was going to the pharmacy. The funny thing is when he walked down the aisle to get to the pharmacy, you saw his whole head. That man is that tall. But of course, like I said,
that's
he was
so
trying to get
funny.
People's attention. So everybody in the store, like you could hear them gossiping and talking like, oh my gosh, is that Shaq? Like you can hear like little chitter chatter and them trying to like flock to the pharmacy in the back.
That is so funny.
But it's just interesting because every single time I meet a celebrity, there's moments in which I'm like, okay, I can tell that celebrity is humble.
Mm-hmm.
They're upstanding.
Yeah.
They're nice. They kind of rude. They're a little standoffish,
mm-hmm.
depending on how many times I've interacted with them. But with him in particular, it's always been the same thing.
Yeah. Wow.
He's a people person through and through.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that it was really cool to see him just this past week because this man literally rolled up like he knew us.
That is crazy.
Just to wave.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And just to wave and say hi. Because, you know, a lot of celebrities tend to be on like the low key.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to
be seen. Yeah.
You know, incognito type thing.
Not Shaq, man.
No. He too big to be incognito.
he too big, man.
But his heart is even bigger, and I love that about him. And I'm happy that he's a celebrity that lives in my community.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely, man. Shout out to everyone that's tuned in to your girls right here on You Already Know It's M&M Live Radio. Listen, tweet us at M&M Live Radio and let us know what celebrities you run into and how was that interaction? Were they cool? Were they, you know, standoffish? Were they mean? Let us know on Instagram and Twitter at M&M Live Radio. But in the meantime, we got to go ahead and tap in to this week's conversation. It's all centered around this question right here. It's time to spring clean. What are some things you need to clean your mind of? Listen, let us know on Instagram and Twitter at M&M Live Radio. Now, at us in the tweet or comment so we can see your comment. But listen, we got to go ahead and get the conversation going and flowing here in studio. So Misa, let's go ahead and get into it. Like, it's time to spring clean. We are officially in April. It is that time of year. What are some things you need to clear your mind of?
I know one thing I need to clear my mind of is that thinking that this is as good as it's going to get.
Mm.
Like, this is my ceiling. This is it. Like, the way things are right now is as good as it can get. Not thinking, oh, this can get better. Or, you know what I'm saying? Or the fact that there's room for improvement. Because don't get me wrong, I'm a very positive person. But there's some moments where I'm like, no, this is probably the highest. This is probably the greatest. This is probably the best it's going to be. in this particular situation of my life. Mm. So I better enjoy it now because eventually it's going to go down. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I felt like that for Eminem Live Radio for a very long time. Yeah. Like, this is probably as good as it's going to get. I know where it can go, but this is probably the highest because this is the greatest success that we've experienced thus far without having the hopes of, oh, wow, well, I mean, I'm going to have more faith to see greater times for Eminem Live Radio.
Yeah.
I feel like my marriage with Kimo is amazing. This is great. Like, honestly, we have a great relationship with each other because we've been together for a really long time. Because I feel like we built our foundation of our relationship on friendship. We are where we are and things are as good as they are. And I'm like, this is it. This is great. This is it. Like, this is as good as it can get. This is the ceiling. This is the peak. And, you know, it's only downhill from here.
Oh, man.
If it were ever to get bad.
Yeah.
And ever decline. But I have to get that out of my mind. Mm. There's always room for improvement. That's one thing I can say. One of the radio bigwigs that you and I have been able to, you know, get a chance to know, and they've taken us under their wing, Mr. Carl Eli Smith.
Mm-hmm.
He's always said that there may not be room for everything, but there's always room for improvement.
Mm.
And I've got to make sure I keep that in the forefront of my mind. Like, even when it comes to being a mom, I can be a better mom. I know I'm a good mom, but I can always be better. It can always get greater. You know what I'm saying? I can always learn something to catapult me to listen to my kids more. You know what I'm saying? So it's like little things like that. I need to make sure that I understand that there's always room for improvement and there is space for more greatness.
Mm, that's good. That's really good. For me, I'm not gonna lie to y'all, man. My mind just needs to be cleaned in general. Only because... Y'all, I was talking to a friend, I believe, not long ago. I live in my head so much, man. And I overthink so much. And I hate it. I genuinely do. If I could clear my head of anything, it would be of overthinking. I get so tired of always assuming the worst. Just in case. You know, I feel like maybe I do that because... Just so I'm not caught off guard and I'm not hurt, or my feelings don't get, you know, slashed.
Mm-hmm.
So I go ahead and just think like, oh, well, they think this of me, or that all the situation's gonna go like this, or this is what they meant. When that's not necessarily always the case, you know. Mm-hmm. So therefore, because I think like that, I'm maybe on edge a lot in my mind, or therefore that's when anxiety creeps in because I've been formulated this whole fake scenario in my mind, and nobody's thinking that but me.
Yeah.
You know, so it can be a really tough place to live when you always think that something bad's about to happen. You know,
mm-hmm,
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's just not, that's something that I wish I could clean. So thinking of spring cleaning, you know, so like, perfect example. You have dirty windows, you get the Windex. The Windex is the solution to cleaning them dirty windows. When you got, you know, the floor is dirty, you know, what do you get? Power pine saw, baby. You know what I'm saying? You know what the tools you need to get that thing clean. So for you, what are the tools you need to help clean that area that you just mentioned? Because you mentioned, you said that you think that that's your ceiling.
Yeah.
So what tool would help clean that thought of, oh, this is the ceiling for me?
I think part of the solution, because I'm kind of like a remedy type person. Like, mm-hmm, when you clean something, you need lemon, you, mm-hmm, need vinegar,
yeah,
you need a scrub brush, mm-hmm, you need a little bit of turmeric.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
random,
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
I think I need a combination of things. First thing is... I gotta watch who I'm listening to.
Because
sometimes the grandparents, sometimes the parents, sometimes the family members can just kind of keep you in that cycle of thinking, well, this is it. You know, this is as good as it's gonna get, you know? And the more I hear them say it, I tend to rehearse that same thing because they're saying it on a regular basis, which makes me fall into that cycle. I think another thing is keeping myself prayed up. Because a lot of times when I'm not having my one-on-one time with God, because I know that His ways are better than my ways.
Mm-hmm.
His thoughts are better than my thoughts.
Yeah.
And I know for a fact that God has a future plan for me with hope and all these different types of things, you know. I got to be able to submit what I have planned and give it to him and fall into his will. Because if I don't, I'm going to take matters into my own hands. Therefore, this is only going to be the ceiling.
Yeah.
My ceiling is all that it is. However, God has a whole atmosphere, stratosphere of a ceiling left for me to experience. And I've got to be able to submit into his will. And then I think also having just a little bit more confidence. Because there's moments in which I think from my own mistakes, I am not able to grow from those things. I tend to be hard on myself. And I think, okay, well, because I made that mistake or I made that error, I got to kind of like be down on myself.
Yeah.
This is as good as it's going to get. In which I've got to be able to forgive myself more too.
Mm.
What about you?
For me, what is something that could help clean my mind?
Like, what's your solution?
My solution to overthinking. I find myself that when I get, since we're on, of course, the topic of God, I find myself that when I'm in his presence is the one I'm the least thinking about it. Probably when I maybe shift my perspective, opposed to looking at what I think could go wrong, instead of looking at the one who's right, I kind of, I don't want to say I forget, but I think I'm reminded that I'm in good hands. You know what I'm saying? So therefore, I don't. I think it's all perspective shift. Mm-hmm. It's the fact. I think it's just me being reminded. I think that's the power of being in God's presence, is the fact that you remind yourself that, like, I'm only this big and God is this big. So therefore, because I'm his child, because I'm his daughter, because he cares for me, he would not let those things happen to me.
Yeah.
So therefore, even if I don't know what's next, I know that he knows, and that's all I need to know.
That's good.
Listen, let us know on Instagram and Twitter, what are some things you need to clean your mind of? It's spring cleaning. Let's go ahead and get into it. Listen to this song, y'all. I'm going to talk more about it when I come back. It's called Press by John Keith. It go crazy right here on You Already Know.
It's 7M Live Radio.
Yo, this is Hot Track number 3.
Whoa. Yes, what you expect? Did what I said. Tat on my neck. Who you gon' press? Demons depressed. Hit me direct. This how you flex.
Ayy, I've been looking in the mirror every time I'm seeing smoke. Only thing is getting clearer. I'm no good at letting go. In the bottom of my bag and at the top of totem pole. Inner child getting dark, had Rodney Jerkins on the phone. Like, you the kid, you the man, what's the deal, what's the plan? I'ma keep what Satan took, wear my peace, give me that. I don't sleep, music my Achilles here like Iliad. Ain't no open carry state, I register my pen and pad. Messing up my wrist, I admit, I'm a handful. Not in your top 10, that's a sin. Hit the chapel, you ain't read the print. Gotta press where you at, Holy Ghost is in the whip. We might pull up in the pen, I'm like,
guess, what'd you expect? Did what I said, tat on my neck. Who you gon' press? Demons depressed, hit me direct. This how you flex, might lose my head.
This is something new.
Hot track number 4.
Bump this. The same power race Christ in me, so it's guaranteed I got the bangers. You can't tame me, but it's wild how on every single beat I go bananas. How you lying saying we on the same level? You should shame the devil, where's your manners? If you slept on me, this the type of song to leave you wide awake in your pajamas. I tell them wake up, yeah, I be getting doves. God did it, it ain't luck, it's in my blood. Zambia, straight out the mud. God did it ain't luck. I tell them wake up. Yeah, I be getting dust. God did it ain't luck. It's in my blood. Zambia, straight out the mud. God did it ain't luck. If you an enemy, it's about to get rough. Yeah, and if you can't knock, don't butt. Yeah, my mom and dad raised me tough, and they gave me the sword. You might get cut. Yeah, spent the last year coming up, so you didn't know I'm calling your blood. When I hit you up, you left me on scene, huh? But now you wanna show me love? You ain't on my team, ain't no us. I'm for the people who was with me in the mud. Saved by grace. still causing that buzz. I'm one of the greats, I don't even need a cuss. God made a way for me, man, can't shut. You can move with me or you could get crushed. I don't wanna chat if it's nothing to discuss. I don't look back when I leave him in the dust. I just tell him, wake up, yeah. I been getting dust, God did it, it ain't luck. It's in my blood, Zambia, straight out the mud. God did it, it ain't luck. I tell him, wake up, yeah. I been getting dust, God did it, it ain't luck. It's in my blood, Zambia, straight out the mud. God did it, it ain't luck.
I been team no sleep like it's DayQuil. Walking God's plan, never they will. My faith need work, so I stay clocked in. Stay locked in, sharpen my pen. Had a booth at my mom's with a mattress. Way back when I got my practice. Knew that I could have this, knew that I could grab it. If you can't see it, then you need new glasses. I smell like doves and the sun gon' linger. Got it out the mud, y'all heard my girl linger. I know who my father don't need, Jerry Springer. This for every single label, try to turn me to a singer. Can't sell me like a product. Can't buy me with your Gucci or Prada. La gloria de Dios, que siempre se luce. Entramos en la pita y se enciende la luz.
Wake up. Yeah, I been getting dust. God did it, it ain't luck. It's in my blood, Zambia, straight out the mud. God did it, it ain't luck. I tell him, wake up. Yeah, I been getting dust. God did it, it ain't luck. It's in my blood, Zambia, straight out the mud. God did it, it ain't luck.
I love it so bad, but you can call me Ada. With my girl Linga the boss. One of the few, you already know.
You're back with your girls Misa and Mia from You Already Know. It's Eminem Live Radio.
Yes, sir. Shout out to everyone who tuned in to this week's show. Whether you tune in for the very first time or you don't miss a single show, we're glad you spent the last hour rocking with your girls.
That's right. If you enjoyed this week's show, take a screenshot of you listening to the show on any of the podcasting platforms you listen on and post it to your Instagram story and tag us at MM Live Radio and we'll repost it.
Tune in to MM Live Radio next week because one of our followers wrote to us in need of advice and we're going to give it to them live on the air. That's right. Don't miss next week's Dear Eminem Letter.
And like always, we'll have more hashtags, music, conversation, and so much more. So make sure you're nowhere else but here. Same time, same place. But of course, we got to get the credit where it's due.
You know it. Eminem Live Radio is your number one source of inspiration for this generation.
Engineered and co-produced by K.E. to the M.O. Kimo Jones.
Theme song by Glow.
Written and produced by your girls, Misa and Mia.
And executive producer, Crystal Evans. And Eminem Live Radio is an Eminem Enterprise production.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this week's show. But listen, your girls got to get out of here. Don't forget to be yourself like you mean it.
Always remember that the rain and the storm helps things grow. So if you're walking through a storm right now, don't worry because you're growing from it.
God is the only everything you'll ever need.
And when you can't turn left
or right,
turn up because down is not an option. Don't forget to confess that it's the best day of your life. Do it every single day. It'll become the best week of your life. Do it every single week. It'll become the best month of your life. And do it every single month. It'll become the best year of your life. Thank you so much for tuning in. We love you so much. My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia. And you're listening to your number one source of inspiration for this generation.
Whoop.
You already know it's Eminem Live Radio.
We'll talk to you soon.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait, go back. There it is. Yeah.